The Sky News Centre at 7. The Prime Minister has announced the cap on bus fares in England will rise by 50% ahead of Wednesday's budget. He's revealed it'll go from £2 to £3 next year. The Lib Dems say it's a bus tax. Far-right activist Tommy Robinson's been jailed after he repeated false allegations about a Syrian refugee schoolboy. The 41-year-old, whose real name is Stephen Yaxley-Lennon, admitted breaching an injunction made after he was successfully sued for libel in 2021. Our crime correspondent Martin Brunt was listening to the judge's remarks earlier.
18 months he gave him. The judge said that the breaches were not accidental, negligent or merely reckless, and it was a planned, deliberate, direct, flagrant breach of the court's orders. Nobody is above the law.
The US state of Philadelphia is suing Elon Musk and his pro-Trump group, America PAC, over their million-dollar giveaways to voters. The owner of Tesla and SpaceX has been handing out checks as part of an effort to make people register to vote. Meanwhile, a Donald Trump rally in New York has been overshadowed by a comedian who labelled Puerto Rico an island of garbage. Republican strategist Brian Sacek doesn't think it'll sway voters.
Donald Trump has been the dominant force in politics for 10 years. He said a lot of things that make people laugh and a lot of things that offend people. So I don't believe last night is going to have much of an adverse impact.
A man's been jailed for killing a popular singer at a pub in Leeds. 37-year-old father of two, Robert Hisco, who raised thousands of pounds for the NHS by streaming performances during COVID, was attacked by his friend in May. Manchester United have sacked Erik ten Hag after a poor start to the season. The club's sitting at 14th in the Premier League. And promoters behind the Oasis reunion tour next year have announced they'll start cancelling tickets that have broken terms and conditions. They've also warned they may pass the results of a review of sales to relevant law enforcement. And that's the latest.
From the Borough Radio Newsroom, I'm Gareth Joy. The Welsh housing market is showing signs of a gradual recovery despite another drop in prices. The latest figures suggest average prices here in the Vale fell by around 12% during the summer, but the Principality Building Society says sales rose by around 11%. Their reports suggest an interest rates cut is helping to make homes more affordable here. Two women accused of harassing a Labour MP over Gaza have been given conditional bail. They were charged after Alex Davis's Jones office in Pontypridd suffered criminal damage. The pair, both from Trafalgar, are due to go on trial in February. A man has been charged with shoplifting over £5,000 worth of goods. Michael Beer from Grangetown is accused of targeting the Cardiff Bay retail park repeatedly over 5 months. Facial recognition technology was used to identify him. The 41-year-old was remanded to appear in court. And organisers of a family Halloween hunt have hailed it a success. Over 90 children took part in the annual event involving around 20 high street shops in Cowbridge. It was aimed at encouraging more people to visit the town's independent traders. Attention is now turning to the Christmas in Cowbridge festival, taking place next month. In sports, Wales boss Rhian Wilkinson says there's no room for error as they aim to turn around their Euros playoff clash with Slovakia. They go into tomorrow's return leg at the Cardiff City Stadium, trailing 2-1. The manager admits she was disappointed by their first leg performance in Poprad on Friday.
The team knows, as well as the technical staff, like all round, it wasn't the level that we expect of ourselves. Backs against the wall, we've got to deliver tomorrow.
And a draw takes place later for the semi-finals of the Nathaniel MG Cup. Barrytown United will learn their opponents after beating Cymru Premier leaders Penybont last week.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. I feel it. That tonight's gonna be a good night. 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 That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. Tonight's the night.
Hey,
let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's get off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov. Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. Do it. Do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rockin' don't stop. Round and round. Up and down. Around the clock.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Saturday to Sunday. Keep with us. You know what we say, say. Party every day, party every day. And I'm feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night.
This is Bro Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler. So what are we going to be talking about on today's show? So we're going to be having a review of the local football action. We're going to have a look at the national football that's taking place over the weekend. And we're going to be having a preview of the Vale rugby teams that are going to be in action next weekend. But if you've seen on social media, our new feature, just for fun, is Guess the Mystery Player. So this mystery player had no appearances and no goals when they were at Cardiff City. They had 22 appearances and no goals for Chelsea. They then went to Bristol Academy, where they scored 2 goals in 27 appearances, before moving to Liverpool, where they appeared 42 times, again, no goals. They then went back to Chelsea, where they've scored 6 goals in 101 appearances. On the international stage, they've played for Wales 139 times, scoring 3 goals, and they've made 4 appearances for the Great British team. So who do you think this player is? Find out later in the show, here at Bro Radio.
I miss you when you're around. I
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So we're going to be talking all things football first, and Barry Town United are through to the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup following a 3-2 victory at home to the Cymru Premier leaders Pen-y-Bont. Two goals from top goal scorer Ollie Holbutt and a third from sub Kane McLagan ensured Steve Jenkins' men are just a game away from another showpiece. The victory was especially sweet for Barry, who bounced back from their early exit in the Welsh Cup by avenging their league defeat against their Five Mile Lane rivals earlier this month. Jenkins rang the changes again as Evan Press regained the captain's armband, while McLagan was dropped to the bench despite scoring in their defeat to the Kaivereely. Holbutt returned in the starting 11 along with Robbie Wilmot and Yian Owen, while Sam Snaith returned to the bench and Josh Beecher was dropped altogether. A further late change in time for a slightly belated kickoff at Jenner Park when Luke Rees replaced keeper Liam Armstrong. But Barry found himself trailing after 5 minutes when Cabe Kirkhoff broke the deadlock for the visitors. A flurry of chances for the hosts followed, with Mike Lewis, on his return to Jenner Park, denying Harrison Bright effort from the edge of the box, while Keenan Patton's shot at distance flew wide of the post. At the other end, a set piece for Owen Pritchard was headed onto the crossbar by James Crowell. But the hosts drew level on 34 minutes when Pen-y-Bont were caught out by a long throw in which was duly smashed into the top of the net by Holbutt at close range. Bright looked to put Barry ahead shortly after when his curled shot was tipped over the bar by Lewis, but just before half time, his cross into the box headed by Holbutt before Lewis spilt the ball into the net for the striker's 11th goal in all competitions this season and his third in the League Cup. After the break, the Barry defence continuously made life difficult for Rhys Griffiths' side, particularly James Crowell, who, while a goal-mouth scramble saw Lewis deny Yian Owen and Patton's follow-up header from 12 yards out going wide. Crowell eventually broke the resistance by restoring parity for Pen-y-Bont on 78 minutes, but Barry responded again just 2 minutes later when some fine build-up play from Wilmot and Holbutt paved the way for McLagan to volley home at the back post for his second goal in as many games. The draw for the semis can be seen on the FAW's Red Wall Plus channel at 8 p.m. tonight. And in the league, Barry Town United add up to fifth in the Cymru Premier with a 2-1 victory at Flint Town United. It's now three straight league wins for Steve Jenkins' men, who also reached the semi-final of the Nathaniel MG Cup in midweek. The only sour note saw manager being sent off in his protest for the Silkman's bizarre second half reply from Elliot Rees. Two changes from the quarter-final win over Pen-y-Bont saw keeper Luke Rees and marksman Sam Snaith replace Liam Armstrong and Yian Owen, who were both dropped to the bench. Barry started brightly with top scorer Holbutt and captain Evan Press forcing early saves from home keeper Jack Flint, while Florian Jonsson hit the bar after attempting to lob Rees. But after 20 minutes, the visitors at Caer Castell were in front as Josh Yorworth nodded in Robbie Wilmot's corner past Flint. It fell to the returning Snaith to double the lead just before half an hour. Holbutt turned his marker and set the forward, whose first shot was blocked by Isaac Lee before Snaith nodded in the rebound. Going down to two prompted Flint to press a little harder, with Rhys denying Josh Jones twice before the break, while Callum Saintie struck the bar in added time. Barry's defence found himself up against it and a recharged Silkman in the second half, with Rhys working overtime to retain his clean sheet. Harry Owen came closest for the hosts in the early exchanges, only to blast the ball wide from close range. But Barry found cause for complaint on 62 minutes with one of the strangest goals of the season. Yorworth had been awarded a free kick in midfield, which deflected off the feet of Jonsson into the path of second-half sub Rees, who coolly converted from 35 yards into an empty net. A seething Steve Jenkins was sent to the stand in the resulting protests. Yet, despite the flashpoint, Barry went on to see it out against the Silkman, who scraped the occasional threat of an equaliser, with both Jonsson and Rees being denied by Rees. Three league wins on the bounce leaves Bally fifth and just 2 points off the top three, as attention turns to next Saturday's visit to the reigning champions, the New Saints. It's a 2 p.m. kickoff at Jenner Park, which will also be playing host to a bonfire night display on the same day. And if you want to hear the match commentary for that one, you can get it on Talk of the Town, which is on the Bro Radio app. And the Barrytown United will also learn their second round opponent in the Bute Energy Welsh Cup this weekend. The Adram Premier Club have been drawn away to face the winners of the first round tie between Cardiff Wanderers and Caldecott Town. That match was postponed last weekend due to a waterlogged pitch, but the two clubs will meet at Tom Gwynlais FC on Sunday afternoon, and the winners will play host to Barrytown United on Sunday the 17th of November. And in the league, Barrytown United extended their unbeaten run with a 1-1 draw at the New Saints. Stevie McCarthy Campbell's side avoided a defeat in all competitions since the opening day of the league season, and that record was put to the test by the Saints side, who also have enjoyed a similar run of form. The host started brightly and took the lead just after 5 minutes when Mary Frances Jones teed up Lexi Jones, whose low drive beat Barry keeper Molly Anson. But the visitors to Park Hall equalised just 4 minutes later when Ellie Priest made the most of an underhit back pass to slot home her fifth goal in as many games. Anson was kept busy for the remainder of the first half, denying Chantel Teary from close range, while Frances Jones hit the crossbar as TNS looked to regain the lead. But the surprise star of the show arrived in the second half, while play was interrupted by an unlikely pitch invader. A German Shepherd dog, who had a brief moment of fame, was gradually led off the pitch by the New Saints' Leah Lewis. The remainder of the game wasn't without its chances. Priest's point-blank attempt at a brace was thwarted by TNS keeper Becca Elliott, while Anson denied both Lexi Jones and a stoppage time free kick from Sophie Phillips. Barry remained fourth in the table and just 3 points off leaders Cardiff City, who entertain the Linnets at the International Sports Stadium next Sunday. And we're going to be looking at the rest of the football action from around the Vale very shortly.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Bro Radio on the road.
Barrytown United is bringing back its firework display at Jenner Park. Taking place on Saturday 2nd of November, Ormoney Rays will support the club's Share a Smile campaign. There'll be entertainment, food, drinks and more, and tickets are £5 for adults or £2 for children, with entry including a raffle on the night to detonate the firework display. Buy your tickets at the clubhouse on Barry Road or via the Fanbase app.
Your greatest travel adventures start right here at Thornton Travel. So pop into South Wales's trusted independent travel agent and together we'll plan your dream holiday. From short cultural breaks to spontaneous getaways, adrenaline-filled adventures or luxurious relaxation, Thornton Travel provides good old-fashioned face-to-face customer service, meaning we can create a holiday as unique as you. The whole world awaits at Thornton Travel, so visit us today in the Vale, in Barry, Cowbridge or Penarth.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
Year-end accounts, self-assessment tax returns, VAT returns, PAYE, corporation tax. They all need to add up. So, who better to count on than Blaney Accountancy? Based in Barry, we offer everything a small business needs, and we can help landlords with portfolio tax returns too. For everything from specialist tax advice to practical accountancy solutions.
Blaney Accountancy.
Call Barry 739 329 or see blaneyaccountancy.com.
Halloween means thrills and chills aplenty for kids of all ages at Fornmon Castle. From the 19th to the 31st of October, on selected days, we've family daytime Halloween events with haunting live shows, spooky fun in the Skeleton Garden, a creepy story trail, and a not-so-scary scare run. And every day from 5 till 9, those who fancy a scream can join us for a night filled with hidden surprises and our Monster Bash Halloween Ball. Halloween fun at Fonmon Castle. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
From Barry to Bulverton,
the Vale's local radio station.
Thank you.
This is your Monday night sports show here with me, Mike Fowler, at Bro Radio. So Llantwit Major are back to winning ways after beating Carmarthen Town 1-0 in the Cymru South on Friday night. It's now 9 games unbeaten in the league for Major, who climb up to 5th in the table and are just a point off the top 3. Ben State's men, who were looking for a response after bowing out of the Welsh Cup on penalties to Monmouth Town last weekend. Kick-off at Richmond Park was delayed by 15 minutes following a serious accident on the M4. But it only took 6 minutes for Matty Kimmins to fire home what turned out to be the only goal of the game. Veteran keeper Jack Lansdowne went on to maintain a clean sheet as Major rode it out against the old gold side, described by their own manager Mark Hazelwood as very poor. Llantwit return home next Saturday to face struggling Avonlido at Windmill Lane. And Cyhyr Ely were away to Cambrian United last Friday. The game ended 2-2. Liam Bishop got the scoring underway for Cyhyr Ely before Tim Parker pulled one back for the home team. This was followed by a quick response from Bishop to put Cyhyr Ely in front again. Cameron Keach got the equaliser with just over 20 minutes left to play. Neither team were able to find the winning goal. Cyhyr Ely are currently 14th in the league, and next up is a Friday night game at home to Baglan Dragons. And Ely Rangers played out a 0-0 draw at home to Pencoed Athletic. There may not have been any goals, but there were some late red cards for Rangers, with Alex Long receiving 2 yellow cards in 3 minutes and Harry Bailey seeing a straight red. Rangers are 3rd in the league. Next up for Rangers is an away game against the same opponent on Saturday. And Dinas Powys were away to Caerphilly Athletic on Friday. The home team went ahead through Josh Harding. Dinas had it all to do in the second half, and Isaac Follin brought the side's level before William Thomas scored the winner on 70 minutes, Dinas winning this game 2-1. Next up for Dinas is a return to league action on Saturday at home against the Cardiff Bay Warriors. So, going back to my guess the player, have you got any ideas who it is? So I'll just go over the stats for that player again. So they had made no appearances and scored no goals for Cardiff City. They made 22 appearances and scored no goals at Chelsea. They scored 2 goals in 27 appearances for Bristol Academy. Before making 42 appearances with no goals at Liverpool and returning to Chelsea where they've scored 6 goals in 101 appearances. On the international front, they've scored 3 goals in 139 games for Wales and they've made 4 appearances scoring no goals for Great Britain. Have you any ideas who this player could be? Find out later in the show.
See a blind man cross the road, trying to make the other side. Ever see a young girl growing old, trying to make herself a bride.
Sing a song, sixpence for your sake, and drink a bottle full of rye. Four and 20 blackbirds in a cake, and bake them all in a pie. It's all
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio. So we're going to be looking a little bit at the international front now, and Wales go into the second leg of the Euro 2025 qualifying round one on Tuesday against Slovakia. So a late strike from Fionn Morgan in the first leg has given Wales some hope and belief that they can overturn the 2-1 result away and reach their first major tournament. And I think, you know what, good luck to them. And I really do hope that they can overturn that result and make it to a major tournament. And I think what I'm going to do now is reveal who our mystery player for this week was. So this mystery player had no appearances and no goals for Cardiff City. They had no goals in 22 appearances for Chelsea. They had 2 goals in 27 appearances for Bristol Academy. They had no goals in 42 appearances for Liverpool, and they've had 6 goals in 101 appearances for Chelsea. They've also played 139 times for Wales, scoring 3 goals, and that was the Vale's own Sophie Ingle. So, did you get that right? Let me know. Here at Bro.
This is
Bro Radio.
What's in the box?
For the first time in What's in the Box, someone entered an incorrect number, meaning we weren't able to give anyone a call this morning. So what do you think's in the box? You can register to play at broradio.fm/box. You've got to be over 18 and a resident of the Bro Radio broadcast area. Make sure you get all your details correctly and keep an eye out for my phone call weekday mornings from 8 a.m.
Your next chance to play What's in the Box is tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Register to play at broradio.fm. Bro Radio's What's in the Box.
The team that brought you the sellout productions of Little Shop of Horrors and The Vicar of Dibley are back at Roos Community Centre this November from the 21st to the 23rd. Array Theatre Productions proudly presents the Stephen Sondheim classic, Company, a musical comedy, featuring Sondheim's award-winning songs You Could Drive a Person Crazy, The Ladies Who Lunch, Side by Side by Side, and the iconic Being Alive. Let's all drink to that. Tickets now available for just £15. Book yours today at companytickets.co.uk.
Well, hello there. I'm one pampered pooch.
I've just come back from All Fours grooming services in Llantwit Major. You know, next door to the chocolate box. And Helen treated me like royalty. They do full grooming packages, spa treatments, they even brush your teeth. And if you've more than one dog, you can bring them together. All Fours grooming services isn't just for dogs, mind you. They also pamper cats. So, book your four-legged friends some pampering today at allfoursgroomingservices.co.uk. Your dog will love you for it.
Are you a small business owner or an entrepreneur? TL Systems are specialists in supporting sole traders and small businesses with their IT and telephone needs. We'll supply your internet, phone, office, security and web hosting, and then back it all up so your data is safe. Our rates are very affordable for you as a small business owner. We can supply everything and give you peace of mind with a maintenance contract from as little as £30 per month. TL Systems. Call us for a chat on 01446 747 702. Pop into our shop at the bottom of Halton Road, Barry, or visit tlsystems.co.uk.
At Greenlinks Community Transport, we provide a reliable, professional and friendly travel service for individuals and community groups across the Vale of Glamorgan. For hospital visits and shopping trips to meeting up with friends or relatives. And we now need volunteer drivers aged 21 or over to join us. We offer free training, an excellent working environment with hours to suit you, and an opportunity to give something back to your community. For details or how to apply, see valeofglamorgan.co.uk and search Greenlinks.
From Sully to St Athan,
the Vale's local radio station.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So, with the rugby fast approaching, the Autumn Internationals start on Saturday the 10th of November and Wales take on Fiji. Now, if you are interested in watching that game, just make a note of the time. It's a 1:40 p.m. kickoff, so that's 20 to 2, so it's a slightly more unusual time than normal. So don't get caught out by that as well. And rugby in the Vale on this coming Saturday. Penarth are away to Lanishan and Barry are away to Porth Harlequin. So both sides are hoping to build on the victories of their last league games.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley, move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys are standing in the shadows, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
About Bro Radio Extra. Bro Radio Extra, playing nothing but non-stop local music made by bands and artists from across South Wales. Listen via broradio.fm or the free Bro Radio app.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So how did you get on with Guess the Player? Let me know on the social medias if you guess the player. I said, I always think it's really interesting when you look at players and you just look at the stats of how many games they've played and how many goals they've scored, whether they're past players or present players. It always gives you a different perspective of their game and how they play. But remember, if you would like us to mention any of your sports teams, sports clubs, fantastic volunteers, or any awards that your clubs have received, then just get in touch with me at sport@broradio.fm, and I could be talking about on the radio and showcasing the fantastic sport that you love playing and you think that everyone would love playing, and you just want mentioned to as many people as you can across the Vale. Up next, we've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio on the road.
Join Barry Rugby Club for their bonfire night display on Friday the 1st of November. Gates open at 6 p.m. for an evening filled with warmth, fireworks and delicious treats, all while supporting your local rugby club. Tickets are available in advance via Eventbrite at £5 per person and free for under 14s with an accompanying adult. Search Barry Rugby Club online to find out more.
Vale of Glamorgan Council's corporate plan sets out our vision for strong communities with a bright future. To help us achieve this, we've set 5 key objectives. These include creating great places to live, work and visit, and respecting and celebrating the environment. And we'd love your feedback. You can have your say right now in our online consultation, which runs through until the 8th of December. So visit valeofglamorgan.gov.uk/corporateplan.
Wyt ti'n riant i blentyn tair neu bedair oed?
Mae modd I ti gael hyd at 30 awr yr wythnos ofal plant ac addysg gynnar. Mae gynnig ofal plant Cymru yma I dy helpu. Os wyt ti'n mynd yn ôl i'r gwaith, am gynyddu dy oriau, neu eisiau mynd yn ôl I astudio, paid a gadael I gostau gofal plant dy ddaldi yn ôl. Ti yna I gefnogi dy blentyn. Rydyn ni yma I dy gefnogi di. cerillew.cymru/cynnigofalplantcymru I gael help heddiw.
At IB Building and Plastering, we're constructing dreams one brick at a time. If you need more space for a growing family, we're experts at extensions and renovations. With over 30 years' experience when it comes to quality workmanship and punctuality, we nail it. Every time, wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, IB Building and Plastering get the job done. And our exceptional plastering skills mean you always get the perfect finish. For a quick chat or quote, call Ian Blackwell Building and Plastering. You'll find all the details on Facebook.
Experienced cleaners deserve more, and More Cleaning are looking for more cleaners to join our team. We can offer you guaranteed hours, a company pension, a great rate of pay, and we're big on career progression too. So talk to us today, and you could soon be on our onboard training programme, ready to be part of our exciting journey. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
Part of your community since 2009.
The Vale's local radio station.
On FM, DAB+, online, mobile and smart speaker. This is Bro.